Shore Dive Records Transmissions.
Hello, this is another episode of Shore Dive Records Transmission. My name's Nico. I run Shore Dive Records. It's a record label based in Brighton. I'm giving you lots of information because now you have the information, so you can't say you don't have the information. Now you know what's going on. Yes, I talk fast because today we have a very busy show because we have guests. So the first guest is a young lady who is going to introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Chloe.
Hello, Chloe. Chloe, you've been on the show before. I think the first time you were on the show, you were 10, maybe 9. And how old are you now?
I'm 11 years old.
Are you really?
No, I'm 12 years old. I keep forgetting that.
You keep forgetting your own age. That's a bit worrying. And we also have another guest. Can you please introduce yourself, other guest?
Hi, I'm Lenny.
Hello, Lenny. You've been on the show before as well, and I think the first time you were on, you were maybe 9 or 10. And how old are you now?
11, but nearly 12.
Are you sure you're 11? Because Chloe doesn't know her own age.
Yep.
Okay, that's a good start. Okay, we're going to start the show with Object Image, which we just released on Shore Dive Records. Thank you. And that was Object Image, which we just released on Shore Dive Records. It's, you might recognize the voice. It's the singer from 40 Days Without Water, which we released before, which was sold out. So hopefully this one will be too. Ladies first, Chloe, what do you think of that?
I think it's actually quite nice. I liked the guitar and the bass and the voice. I think it was pretty good.
Cool. Lenny, what do you think of that?
Yeah, the same thing. I found the intro quite long.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
All right, fair enough. Now, you guys, like the first time you were on the show, you were quite young, right? You were like 9 or 10. But now, I know for a fact that Chloe is quite into music these days. Lenny, are you into music these days?
Not really.
No, Chloe, you are though. What kind of stuff do you listen to these days?
I listen to The Weeknd, TV Girl. I've listened to one song, The Smith, that the artist is The Smith, and yeah, I think that's it.
I think you like some Lana Del Rey as well.
I like Lana Del Rey, Frank Ocean. Yeah.
Yeah, so things have moved on a little bit. You don't listen to Teletubbies anymore, right?
No, I don't.
And what about Lenny? Is your favourite song still Bob the Builder?
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, it's a good song. I mean, you can't fault it, can you? Bob the Builder.
Can he fix it?
There you go, that's the spirit. Right, now we're going to play something else, and you guys are going to have the choice between, let me see, between Champion and Eggy. What would you like to listen to, Champion or Eggy? Chloe?
Champion.
Lenny?
Eggy.
Oh, man. Are you ready? We're going to do paper, rock, scissors.
Paper, scissors,
rock. What?
It's rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, right. Fine. Anyway, let's do it. Ready? Yeah. You win. You win, Lenny. So, where is it? Eggy.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to Eggy.
Thank you.
And that, my friends, was Eggy, who I believe are from Australia. Lenny, do you know any Australian?
Kangaroo.
Wow. Chloe, do you know any Australian?
G'day, mate.
Bloody dingoes. What now? Eggy. So that was called Eggy. Lenny, what do you think of that?
At the start, it was quite ominous and dark, and then it kind of picked up a bit, became more lighter.
Is that a good thing?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Chloe, what do you think?
I didn't like it. The intro was too long, and it was quite weird, and then, like, the, like, main part came on, and it was just like that for the rest of the song, so, yeah, not a big fan.
Yeah, fair enough. I get that. What can we say about... there's obviously a really, really good question that comes with the band called Eggy. Lenny, what's your favourite type of egg?
Runny egg or gooey egg.
And Chloe?
Just the white bit.
Oh, yeah, you don't like the yolk, do you?
No.
Mm. Yeah, that's why you're called Chloe No Yolk, right? Isn't that your nickname? Chloe No Yolk.
No.
I think I just got the death stare. I'm in big trouble. What are we going to play now? Since Lenny picked the last one, Chloe's going to pick this one. Are we going to listen to Waves of Dread or Banshee Pearls?
Banshee Pearls.
We'll be right back.
And that was Banshee Pearls. Chloe, your feedback on this, please.
Meh.
Okay. Anything more particular than meh?
I mean, it was basically just like the same for the rest of like the song. And you couldn't really hear the singer. Like, it was just like the like all the like instruments and stuff like that. You can't really like hear the singer.
Yeah, and it's actually what shoegaze is. The singer's like way in the background, and the guitars are up front making tons of noise. That's what they do. Lenny?
I don't really like it because there wasn't much singing. Actually, there was probably no singing at all, only a bit. And even if there was, couldn't hear it at all.
Yeah, that's shoegaze, my dudes. What do you think of the name, though? Banshee Pearls?
I mean, I thought it was going to be like screeching and stuff like that.
Like a banshee?
Yeah.
Are you disappointed?
A little bit. I was excited to roast it.
Oh, man, it's not bad enough to roast.
Nah.
Oh, okay, then. Lenny, that means you get to pick the next one. Are you going to go for Waves of Dread or Champion?
Champion.
Okay then, Champion.
Qu'est-ce que je fous là à faire un bilboquet avec toi? Qu'est-ce qu'on fait là? C'est pas une belle idée ce jeu-là. Tu veux me conquérir? Je fonce au front baissé.
Champion, which is from France, and from Rennes, I believe, which is on the Brittany coast. Chloe, what do you think?
I think it's my favourite one so far. I love French music. I think it's like very nice, and I like the drums and guitar and stuff like that.
Nice. Lenny?
I think it's also my favourite one because it sounds more like regular, everyday music and there's lots of singing. And if I knew French, you'd be able to easily understand it.
Fair enough. By the way, Lenny, do you learn French?
Yeah.
Do you learn any other language?
Yeah, we learn Spanish and German.
And which one do you prefer?
Out of them all?
Yeah.
German.
And can you say something in German for us?
I can say 1 to 10.
You can say what?
I can go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Go on then.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, ten.
Ah, sehr gut, sehr gut. Herr Lenny, ja. Frau Chloe. Can you speak any other language?
I can speak a bit of French.
Can you say something in French?
Let me think.
Let me think. That's in English, I'm afraid.
Just don't say bonjour.
Je voudrais un croissant à baguette.
Okay. That's, thank
that
you.
That was terrible.
Listen, right, it's fine. It's the pressure. Okay, now we're going to play Aura Zorba, which we released on Shore Dive Records. This track has been produced by the dude guitarist from the Horrors, and the Horrors are awesome, and this is Aura Zorba. shut up. There you go. And that was Aura Zorba from Portland. Portland is in the USA. The USA is a wonderful place, isn't it, Chloe? You said you would love to go there one day.
I would like to go there, but, you know, I don't want people to say, oh my God, are you British?
that can happen. Lenny, have you ever been to the USA?
Not yet.
But you've been abroad, haven't you? Where have you been?
I've been to the Caribbean islands, more specifically Grenada and Jamaica, and I've also been to Hong Kong.
That's amazing. That's really cool. What did you guys think of Aura Zorba then?
It was quite good. There was singing quite early on, so it wasn't much of a short intro.
Mm-hmm.
And there was good.
You guys don't like long intros, do you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, fair enough. Chloe, what'd you make of that?
The song was good, but the singer, it sounded like he was dying.
Well, mate, I'll ask him, right? I'll ask if he was dying when he was recording that song. Okay, we're going to play something else now. We're going to play Waves of Dread. How about that? We'll be right back. get the bejesus out of me. okay. That was Waves of Dread, who I believe are from Newcastle. They sent me their song and they were like, oh, can you play it on the show? Is that a Newcastle accent?
I'm actually not sure.
I have no idea. Can any of you do a Newcastle accent?
No.
No. Well, there you go. We're not very good, are we? So I believe, what do you think of Waves of Dread?
It seems okay.
Right. Did it fill you with dread?
I'm not sure. It didn't really fill me with anything.
Oh, dear. Chloe?
Like I said before, like the song is good. The singer... No, that's all I have, no.
Right, so you guys are basically not a massive fan of shoegaze vocals, I get that. Have you enjoyed being part of the show so far?
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been on the show.
On the show, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I have enjoyed being on the show.
But you guys seem a bit fidgety.
Yeah.
Would you rather be doing something else?
Oh, yeah.
What would you rather be doing?
There's this crazy swing outside and, yeah.
And it's been calling your name, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's been like, Lenny, come and get me. Is that the voice of the swing?
No, it's like, Lenny, come and get me, please.
Oh, it's a bit of a creepy swing, isn't it? fine, you're abandoning me. Go away, ungrateful children.
What?
Bye. We'll be right back.
That was We're Melt Chocolate that we released on Shodai Records. See, you know, you invest time in kids and stuff, and then they get bored halfway through, and they prefer going on some crazy swing. It's pretty crazy. Than doing a radio show. What can I say? I'm just disappointed, aren't I? We still have a few copies of the We're Melt Chocolate if you guys are interested. And you should be interested, because otherwise, why would you be listening to this show? Right? Oh, no. Okay, we're going to play something else that I haven't quite decided what it is yet, so I'm going to play it. I remember the first show they were on, and they literally destroyed everything. But now they actually have become more sophisticated human beings, and their ears are attuned to whatever they listen to on TikTok, and it's quite interesting, isn't it? It looks like the sort of dream pop stuff they get, the sort of more the shoegaze stuff, it's like their ears aren't attuned to it, I guess, because that sound isn't really what something they ever listen to. Whereas, you know, they all know, like, Cigarettes After Sex and Lana Del Rey and TV Girl and things like that, and I think they sort of get it. I don't know. We just played You Wish. Were You Wish? Something like that. Anyway, that was good. We're going to play something else now. We're going to play, I don't know.
We'll be right back.
No, I believe that was Sunflower Heaven. Okay, we're going to finish with our very last song on the show, which is Vanishing Muffins, that we released on Shore Dive Records. If you like Jesus and Mary Chain, that kind of thing. This one has echoes of Stone Roses? Is that right? I think so. Anyway, bonne nuit les petits.